The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Just some of your comments that came in yesterday about the idea of calorie details being given on menus in restaurants. A listener says the big problem is the portion sizes given on a lot of restaurants and particularly takeaways. Don't think calorie plan is going to help, just causing a lot of extra work. Imagine we had to do that for all the meals we cook ourselves at home. Another one says smaller portions for less money, problem solved. I'm a chef. I've no idea how to calculate the calories and I'm in the business for 35 years. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm a chef. I don't have time to go back to school to learn that. I've enough to do, says Richard. Another one, we all know what's high calorific and what's low cal. Way more important to be told about the hidden toxins in our food, artificial additives and hormones and antibiotics and farmed meat, says Colette in Dublin. And here's another one that's just come in from a listener, doesn't identify himself or herself, but says, I'm a dietitian within the HSE. I did calorie posting for our staff restaurant and it's very easy to undertake. The calorie posting section of the Safe Food website is very user friendly and can produce a list of the allergens in the meals too. Very few restaurants alter their menu on a day to day basis apart from daily specials and portion sizes, which are also standardised by all chefs as they have to decide how much food to buy and cook for the restaurant. I disagree with what you said yesterday that people generally know which foods are high in calories. From my experience, the general population has a limited understanding of calories and appropriate portion sizes. This initiative would greatly assist in improving this understanding and may lead to healthier choices by both consumers and chefs alike. OK, we have a couple of guests with us. We've Sarah Keogh, the dietitian with eatwell.ie, and JP McMahon, the Michelin star chef, owner of Anir Cafe, Cava Bodega and Tartare restaurants in Galway. JP, actually, I'm going to start with you because certainly I know recently when I order via takeaway, I've started looking for the foods that tell me how many calories are in the meal and all the various allergens. Now, if we're doing that with stuff that we're ordering online takeaway, surely it's a logical thing that we would want to be able to do that when we go to a restaurant as well.
I think it's a very complex problem, and I think it suits certain type of restaurants. I think fast food, I don't have any problem with it, fast food. And I think with other restaurants, like say, for example, Anir, I think it's not, I suppose it's not appropriate. I think it's counterintuitive. I think it's, it creates more work where there shouldn't be work.
So why is it counterintuitive?
Because I think it detracts from what we're trying to do. I mean, we're trying to tell a story through food and people are coming out to experience food, not to think about calories. It's almost like saying, should we put an enjoyment limit on concerts unless people enjoy themselves too much? Or should we, in pubs now, should you be able to have 4 pints and no more and then that's it because that's too many? So, I mean, like it's almost like a police state. Like it's a very lazy solution to a very complex problem. Sometimes people want calories, which is like in fast food, sometimes people don't. And I think that what will happen if it does come in, the administration will come down to the restaurant, it will increase the cost of the food and the customers will pay more for it.
Yeah, but
food.
Hold on, JB, nobody's saying that there should be a limit on the amount of calories you're allowed to consume in a meal. That's still an issue of free choice. But at least people can be better informed when it comes to making their choices.
But what is, like, a calorie is a unit of measurement for energy. I mean, it says nothing about where the food is from. It says nothing about, like, as you already said, hormones or toxic levels, the air miles, greenhouse gases. There are so many different ways to value food and to look at it. And I think calories is that kind of, like, pragmatic kind of scientific way of looking at it. That assumes to be neutral, but it isn't at all. And in relation to like what is something with no calories, like a diet drink, is that better for you than with a drink with calories? Like it doesn't distinguish between good and bad food. And what it does is it educates people to think that the less calories are in something, the better it is for you. And that's not true.
Okay, well, let's bring in the dietitian Sarah Keogh from eatwell.ie because the listener says 100 calories of vegetables will always be better than 100 calories of chocolate or chips or sugar, etc. Is that the case? Are there differences between calories?
Well, strictly speaking, from purely scientific point of view, a calorie is a calorie. It's a particular, it's like saying there's different grams of kind of protein or things like that. So calorie is a calorie. I think, I mean, the issue of calories on menus is hugely divisive and I see a lot of people do have very huge views on it. And even myself, I'd look at it from two different sides because on the one hand, we really do have a lot of people who genuinely are unaware of what's in their foods. I mean, even at home, but I think it's generally when we eat out, calorie contents are higher, mainly because portions are higher, but also because chefs are doing lovely things with cream and butter and all the rest. And I think we do have some people who are very knowledgeable about them, but the vast majority of people are astounded at what's in food when they do eat out. So I think it's not fair to say they don't know because you know, that they do know because they don't. But I think on the other hand, it really is more work for restaurants. Like, and, you know, JP had a point there. You are talking about someone who's a nutritionist having to go in and do this. And I know as a dietitian, I've done my fair share of recipe analysis. It's a fairly complex thing to get right. So, you know, this program's needed. Now, I know in terms of legislation, they are talking about doing it for foods that are on menus for longer than 30 days. So if you do have a chef who's creating new dishes or if there's a special on in the restaurant, they're not covered. But it is realistically, there's going to be a cost to this. Some of the arguments are it won't be exact. It doesn't need to be. There are sort of leeways for accepting the fact that food isn't, you know, it's not a sort of a manufactured thing. It is going to have.
Yeah, but sorry, Sarah, the line isn't great, but I just want to just, I mean, for example, and somebody made the analogy, 200 calories from avocado as against 200 calories from a Mars bar. Surely because of the makeup of the avocado, the makeup of the Mars bar, you're better off eating the avocado, or are you not?
Absolutely, yeah. What you know, see, the thing is, sometimes when it comes to nutrition, we're so desperate to bring it down to one thing. So sometimes people only think about fat or they only think about sugar. But with calories, with nutrition, you're looking at the nutrients you get as well. So yes, a calorie is a calorie. Like if you're strictly looking at weight, when you get 200 calories from chocolate or 200 calories from avocado, it's just calories. But the nutrition that you get with the calories from the avocado is better.
Okay. All right. JP McMahon, what do you say to this? I mean, do you regard all foodstuffs that you use as being healthy and good because you're putting them on a plate for your customer?
I think so. For me, like, I think butter is good and butter is healthy and so is, I mean, sugar and so is many other things. It depends on how much you eat of them. And it also depends on, like, what's their role. And, I mean, as the other lady was saying, that if I use fat to make something taste nicer when someone is in the restaurant, I mean, that's not the same way you're going to eat at home. And to put more calories on something to make it, like, this is something that's worse for you doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's a complex psychology of eating. When you go out to eat and enjoy yourself, I don't think calories should impinge upon you. I mean, certainly in the fast food, if you're eating fast food three or four times a week, well, that's a different story. But, I mean, if we have people who come into the restaurant once a year, and it's a special occasion. There's a lot going on, and I think it's a way of solving a very, very complex problem. And I do think it's suited for larger businesses and for a more corporate model. And I think a lot of the decisions that have been come around in the restaurants are all towards that big model. And the small and medium-sized businesses are going to be the ones that are affected the most. And these are the ones that will increase costs, that will not be able to hire a dietitian or have the chef take 4 hours off to administer the menu or a new dish. That's all cost, and customers are not willing to pay for that because customers want food that is cheap at the end of the day, and they don't want stuff that gets kept on adding on, like the VAT.
Yeah, they want food that's cheap, but don't they also want food that's healthy?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose if you look at calories have been on American menus a long time, and I don't know a scientific study that calculates it, but has it done anything for the obesity epidemic in America?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You see the size of the portions they give you in the United States.
But the calories are there, and so is it doing anything? So, I mean, maybe is calories in Ireland going to tackle obesity? I think education is needed. Education at primary school level in terms of food at all levels, in terms of nutrition and providence, but we don't want that. We just want, like, oh, well, let's just get our food and eat it and find out some simple solution, and let's not think about whether or not our potatoes come from halfway across the world or they're grown down the road. It's a potato's a potato, a calorie's a calorie. Let's just even it all out. But at the same time, we'll still be banging on this little small Ireland that's lovely and beautiful and has a beautiful food story, but the government don't support that.
Thank you very much, JP McMahon and Sarah Keogh.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.